What's going on, guys? This is Roster of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, I'm always joined with my wonderful, wonderful co-host, CW. And today, what's up?
I made it.
You actually made it. You were on time, too.
Hey, you know,
it's a new year. It's a new year. It's a new year. Ah, my camera just fell. And today we have a wonderful, 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 brilliant, smexy guest today that I had the opportunity to meet probably about like 20 days ago, and it has been an absolute delight. She signed with OC Modeling, and she's been around the industry for a little bit. Miss Zarella Skies, how you doing, Zarella?
Hi, hello, I'm good.
So for the people out there who haven't had the opportunity to, you know, cross you, your scenes, whatever, who is Zarella?
Zarella is, I'm going with a dragon throat queen, which means I really know how to use my mouth. I'm really good at my mouth skills. And also I'm fun and polite and always on time. So I'm also that. Fun to be around. Yeah,
I agree with that. I'm sorry, that just, you know, I would say this for anybody out there who's actually seen her tongue, she really does have a long tongue, so what she just said is probably really, really accurate. We don't use video, so they won't be able to see it, so that means you have to go out there, pay for our content to see what I mean. But so
oh,
what
yeah. Huh. Oh, they can't see me.
Yeah, we only use audio.
Oh, okay, yay.
Yeah, because okay. Yeah, we don't want people to come on here and, you know, dress all the way down and be like, you know, sluggish. You know, we're trying to give everybody, you know, the best representation of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so what made you join this fun industry?
I've just always been intrigued by the adult world, like the glitz, the glam, the travel, the experience, the learning, the meeting new people, and just overall everything. It wasn't really the money that intrigued me. The money is more of a bonus. I just really love to travel and meet people and make people happy. So that's kind of like what made me get into it.
That is one of the most wholesome answers I believe we've gotten for that, for that question. I believe so. So where have you visited that you love so far?
Huh?
Where have you visited that you loved so far?
I would say Florida. I really love Florida because it's just so tropic for me. I haven't really been out the U.S. yet, but sometime I will.
Okay. I'm always talk about how I'm not the biggest fan of Florida. I actually had to live there for 2 years. In my opinion, it's a good place to visit and a good place to go die. But for me, it's like the worst place to try to live.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I lived there, but maybe like bouncing and have like my own little spot so I can leave and stuff.
Yeah, I lived in Fort Lauderdale when I was there.
I could do it without the mosquitoes. I don't like that about Florida.
Oh, I'm from the Midwest. I'm used to these. I know CW is there from there too, but like we're used to those bugs all being out there. So it just gets annoying because like, Depending on how sweet you are, they just try to bite you up. I did see a spider that looked like a big old like Spider-Man spider before. It was like red and like reddish, and it was just really weird when I was in Florida.
I don't know.
And I was joking with my roommate at the time, and I said like, I wonder if that thing bites you. Do you get parasite?
Probably die.
Huh?
Probably die.
You probably die. It was just like because I saw, like we were, it was, in our driveway, and right next to our driveway, it was this big old spider web, and I saw it, and I'm like, I'm gonna leave it. Like, I don't like if the animal is outside, I'm not gonna try to kill it. But I saw it, and I was like, wow, it just looked really, really Spider-Man-ish. So, who have you not worked with in the industry so far that you want to work with?
Like company wise or people wise?
People wise. Who is on the Zarella hit list?
Shoot, like everyone.
Like for example, if I were to message you today and I said Zarella, you can have these like whoever five people in this industry that you want today, who would you pick?
Okay, so Abella Danger. This one Latina, I always watched her. I forgot her, my mind's going blank. Veronica Rodriguez.
I love Veronica.
Angela White.
Okay.
Anna Fox. Rachel Kavili. Those are some pretty hot women.
Okay. Because I can see like at least two of those within your next 2 years, like within your next year, within 2022 that you have the opportunity to work with.
Huh?
So I can see like within 2022, at least one of those you will have the opportunity to work with. Because I know, yeah. I mean, no, I have confidence. I have faith. I know you could do it. Because I'm over here cheering you on. I am a Zarella cheerleader. And I'm seeing it happen. I am a Zarella cheerleader. I can't do the Z with the camera looking weird. But you know what I mean. The Zerella.
Wee.
So what does Zarella do out here for fun? What is Zarella into?
I like to take walks a lot. Like the longest walk I've done just to like go a place and back was like a 3-hour walk.
Jesus
I only
Christ.
Stopped 2.5 hours, but I kept it pushing because I didn't want to order an Uber because I was so close yet so far. So walking. I like to write when I'm not on writer's block. I like to vlog myself, I guess. Like talk about myself on camera. Take pictures and play video games.
What games are you playing?
Honestly, I only stick to really two games because I just really love these games. One of them is Mortal Kombat, and then the other one is Dynasty Warriors.
See, I own MK11, but like I really, really, really suck at it.
I haven't played it in a long time, and when I tried to play it again, I forgot how to use
the controller.
Yeah, I forgot what I was doing, and so I got mad because I kept dying, and I'm like, God dang, what did I do to myself? So I gotta learn how to play it, but I usually play Dynasty Warrior. It's really fun. I never lose on that.
Mm-mm. What is Dynasty Warrior?
You play Dynasty Warriors, man? It's it's kind of like you're part of an army. Like you usually pick a character, and it's like you're just fighting a bunch of soldiers over like a open battlefield till you find bosses and stuff like that. Pretty good.
I mean,
and elephants and tigers and all that.
Yeah.
Depending on the version of the game, and the women. Oh my goodness, they. I don't know what they did with women in fighting games, but, geez. I cannot beat them up sometimes, but trying to use them as a character, oh my goodness.
Difficult.
They're hard to use because I don't know how to use them the right way.
See, like, I play video games, but I play, like, like basic video games like League of Legends and stuff like that, or like I have a Switch over here, and so like all my games are just like common like racing games or Mario Party or crap like that. I am probably the most basic video game player you can meet. Like I play Stardew Valley for heaven's sake.
I have a GameCube too, but I haven't plugged it in yet.
I have a Wii because I know you can play the GameCube games on the Wii, and my games are just collecting dust.
Yeah.
Because I hate playing games by myself.
Oh, I love playing myself.
See, that's the thing. Like, I need friends. I need friends to jump aboard and say, hey, I want to play with you. Otherwise, I just sit here and be like, I need something to do in my life. I can't do it. And I can't go for work. Like, you know, even when I was mobile, I couldn't do those walks like you do. I would go clinically insane. I know CW does stuff like that because he's a genetic freak.
Yeah. No, I just like to walk, and the more you walk, the better you get at it.
I mean, like back in the day, maybe for me, but like.
What you didn't like? Yeah, don't play nobody. Don't act like you walked back then.
I actually did, thank you very much.
Where? Around campus where you had to walk?
This dude. See, I walked around campus and I did walk around my neighborhood back in the day. Back when I was in Indiana. Mm. Oh, Jesus Christ. So what's your goals for the industry?
My main goal, my voice. My main goal, like top number one priority, is to be a model for Playboy, just like mm-hmm. shoot for them. I know it's not like back in the day, but I just still want to shoot for Playboy. So Playboy's number one. And after that, it's just get as much work as possible that I can and just make people know who Zarella Skies is, really. But really, my focus is on Playboy.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else? Like long? Like, where do you want to be in 10 years? So, you're like, because you just turned 21, right?
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself when you're 31? Like, what do you want to have accomplished when you're 31?
Well, that's quite the fucking question there, Rostar.
Hey, I'm just trying to like dig in the brain of Zarella.
Now,
I didn't even plan that far ahead of being here. But I guess, you know, maybe hopefully have my own house, you know, maybe have a little cow. Those little miniature cows, though, you know, the ones that get really huge, those mini ones, you can have one. Maybe kids. But yeah. Honestly, I just want to be financially stable and living good and have my bills paid.
I feel you.
And be healthy and happy.
I mean, as far as Playboy goes, good luck with that. I know they keep changing up, like ever since they changed their regular platform. It's like so different via the people who run it now compared to when Hef was around. Because I know I met Hef back when he was still here. And well, it's a completely different dynamic over there now, huh? Shelby?
Oh, I was saying, I believe that the people who run it now realize, like, okay, no matter what anybody says, this is pornography that we're doing. And for us to pretend or act like that, like our girls aren't a part of this community or that we don't use people out of this community, I feel like the people running now realize they're losing the possibility for like revenue, especially in this age, is limited. And they're not always the first stop for people trying to, well, I guess, show themselves naked. So they had to adapt. So that's why I feel like now, since he's died, they've loosened that. No, because it used to be, hey, if you do porn after or before Playboy, there's no Playboy for you. But now, as we can see, that's obviously different.
Not necessarily, because I know when I first went to Playboy Mansion, the first time, it was a few performers who were in and out the magazines. But that was way back in 2008.
And when did Hef die?
2011, 12?
Well, I mean, I guess when was the last time he was running, like, actually the person running it? Because, like, we're talking about a few years before his death, so you think he was actually, like, the person in control?
I think he ran it until, like, a year before he died.
Well, that's interesting, because I've when I watch documentaries about it, that's usually people's different models have said that, like, oh, well, you know, that's, you're cut off from that back then.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they probably, like I said, relax their, you're missing out on a lot of money. But definitely a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, like, I want the best for Zarella, because, like, ever since I've met her, she's been a ball of joy. And, like, she always greets you with that smile, and she's just, like, you ever see a person that's, like, that girl next door that you can just hang around with? That's the poster child of Zarella, if you meet her in person.
I'm, like, the girl next door's friend. You know? Like, there's the girl next door, like, you know that girl next door.
Oh, I don't mean innocent. I mean, like, that person who you grew up with, that you seen blossom, as just like that cool person you can always hang with and you can count on. And that's why I see in you.
Thanks.
So that's why I'm like over here. I'm like, yeah, I really want Zarella to get the best that she deserves. She deserves it.
Thanks.
So Zarella, what is your favorite type of scenes to shoot? Like what have you shot so far and that you really enjoy shooting?
I shoot a lot. Mainly, I shoot a lot of dick drainer scenes. And I actually really enjoy shooting it. So I really enjoy the scenes where I'm all sloppy. Like I did for Swallowed, where I was covered in the girls' throw ups. Like, it was a whole thing, but it came out really good. So I'm really happy when the process of the video comes out well.
Okay.
Sense.
You know, that's one thing. Last thing I said before, that there's a few kinks out there that I've never understood, but I know people are really into. And that is another one when it comes to throw up.
I mean, for me, it's like, if it happens, it happens. It's like when I do my throw up scenes and I throw up and there's throw up on their skin or something, I'm like, can you clean that off, please? Cause I don't wanna touch it. It has to be already on my something like that. Like, if it's cold and nasty, clean it up, please. Clean it up, please. It's nasty to me after that. You only limited of time play with it because I get grossed out after a while.
Warm, fresh puke only.
Warm, fresh. He said warm, fresh puke only.
I don't like the smell after it settles. It's nasty.
No.
I agree.
Yeah, like,
power to the women and people that could really do the full throw up, because I don't know if I can do that. I just handle what I can handle.
Oh, remember Ross Stars going totally off topic? Well, no, it's not off topic. Remember the Popeyes, the spicy Popeyes chicken sandwich challenge?
So one of our friends,
Scotty B.
Scotty P, you know. Have you heard of Scotty P at Zarella?
I've worked with him maybe like 3 times.
Yeah, Scotty P is like in half our stores. Because every time someone comes in here and they say a random kink, they say, yeah, I did it with Scotty P. And it's like always a story.
It's never random. It's usually P or puke. It's either P or puke.
It's either P or puke. And it's just like, yeah, Scotty P.
I haven't done P.
You think you did puke with Scotty P?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but he's a great person. But like, it's always a Scotty P story. And like, he did a scene with somebody and they had ate a whole bunch of spicy. Did you know when the spicy Popeye's chicken first came out? So they ate, ate a whole bunch of it. And they had threw that up on him. And that was the first time we talked about puke on this podcast, was about, you know, throwing up on a dick with
Popeye's spicy
Popeye. And it just feel like it will burn because.
Well, she said it burned. She was like, that was tough. My eyes were burning. It was like, spicy coming up.
Like, whose eyes burning? The person that threw up or everybody?
The girl who's throwing up.
Oh.
And I'm just like,
well, yeah, I guess it could be. Ooh, it's gonna those spices somehow make its way up your urethra. Ooh boy.
Yeah, because I could just imagine like they're going at it, and then it just goes up that little pee hole a little bit, and it's just
gotta power through. So Roster asked you, who I'm going to see in 10 years, in a decade. That's a long time, Ron. A year. Where do you see yourself in a year?
Where do I see myself in a year? I really hope working a lot. I'm very up there. Well, I don't expect to be, you know, number one, obviously, in a year. But I'm hoping to be working a lot more than I am right now. Hopefully working with people that I thought I couldn't get with. Being happy, definitely being happy. Probably having my own place. Either still being here or I'm going to be in Florida. I still don't know. Okay. But definitely, I just really want to be happy and successful in a year. I feel like 2023 is my year. I feel like this year is my growing year, and that growing and learning year. And then next year, I feel like it's gonna be my move out the way. It's Zarella time. You know, I feel like.
Yeah. You know, Zarella, I want to say this, and this is just my personal opinion. Depending on where the majority of your stuff currently is at now, and is at throughout 2022, is where you should be. Because like many performers pick the big three cities right now, either Florida, Vegas, or LA. And if the majority of your stuff is here, money wise is better to stay in LA than to go to Miami or to Vegas. Though Vegas is probably the cheapest one out of the three.
This probably feels like the most place people end up fucking off their money, though.
Yeah. As long as you're responsible, you're good. And it's just hard to be responsible, especially for somebody who is newer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but from what I see. I mean, there's some old people out here who mess up all their money and perpetrate, you know?
And don't you know it?
You know. Cause I've seen it, No, but
make sure your bills are paid before you get a bag.
Talking about a designer bag.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even fuck with designer like that. I got bills. I got shit to do. Oh,
all right, then you're ahead of the game.
My money has been going towards my body. Like all I'm doing is getting laser work. That's where all my money goes and my bills. I don't really buy shit that I want to buy. Like as much as I want to buy a new pair of J's and Jordans, I got bills and I got shit I need to do in order to get where I want to get. So After that's done, then I can get what I want.
Smart. Very smart.
See, you're more responsible than many people who I've known in this industry then.
I can't.
85%. Go ahead, say it. 85%.
Because everybody comes in here, like, you know, they see like how much they're getting money at once. Then they go out, spend it on this, that, or whatever, like clothes or bags and stuff to look a certain way. Then, like, at the end of the month, like, they are, you know, struggling check to check really quick in order to pay their rent. And it's like, you could have paid that off at the beginning of the month, whatever, got it out the way, and then you can handle everything else.
Yeah. You worked how many times this month and you can't pay for testing? What happened?
Yeah, you, like, you know, you gotta pay for testing. You know, that's oh my God.
Yeah.
See, if I were y'all, I would like shed a tear every time I had to pay for talent testing.
Well, I hate us.
It's like, it keeps, like, it depends on what's, like, where you go to. You go to Cutting Edge or TTS, because I believe
$100 more, but you get your results literally at night, literally the same.
You said what now?
I said CET to me is like $100 more than TTS, but you get your results the same day. So, like, you don't really go into panic mode when you go to CET as when you go to TTS. You may or may not have a lag in your test and you could miss out on work. So,
yeah,
be shot.
But also, go ahead.
Bucks more, able to work the next day, it's cool. But if you go to TTS and then it's a delay in your thing, it's like, fuck, well, I had to pay for that and I missed work.
Yeah. Like, one time I went to the headquarters of TTS, you know, in Florida, and I went literally at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m, like, as soon as it opened, and I don't know what happened in the system, but my test didn't come back until 2 days later, and I was just like, what happened? And I had to postpone the shoot because it didn't come back in the time that I needed to come back. It should have came back the next day, but it didn't. And I don't know why I got up that early.
Well, doesn't TTS have like a larger volume of like performers going there than, I guess, yeah, Cutting it?
Yeah, they do.
So, you know, like, I had never been to Cutting Edge, like the actual building. Like, I took people to go there, but I've never went there physically. Until this year, like, I want to say, like, it was this year, and it was my first time actually physically going there. And I went there on a Sunday, Jan 2nd, was my first time.
Yeah, because they have it open on Sundays.
Yeah, because TTS isn't open Sundays, and that's one positive.
Critical day, your test, I think.
Huh?
I feel like that's a good day to get tested, you know, before the, if you can get your results by Sunday night and you're ready for the work.
Well, that's why everybody try to rush their Monday, I'm sorry, Saturday, in order to make sure it's available by Monday. So they can work that morning. And then, like, as Rella said, like, if it's not ready, you know, you just, you know, missed out on money, whatever. So I can understand that, but and like CTE is like they were in and out really quickly when I went there. You know, it's just like a different company, different things, but it just cost so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the prices, and you're like, oh, that's how much it is.
That's some bills.
Yeah, people don't understand that. People don't understand like how much. Like, how much work that y'all actually have to pay or, like, spend just so y'all can entertain.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And, like,
I'll into it. Because I know a couple people that think I just have sex for 8 whole hours. And I'm like, no, there's makeup, there's setup, there's pictures. If anything, we only have sex for an hour or two, like, people really don't know what goes on. They just assume what goes on. there's not a lot of education in that department.
True.
Yeah. And then that's why, like, when you hear, like, people on the outside, like, well, I can last this long, or I got this or that, whatever. And it's like, oh, it's just more to it than just that. You got to...
Can you rise and fall 8 times in a day?
Can you come on command?
That person won't always be your type either, you know? You're not always going to get someone you're going to find attractive. Like, you don't get to pick and choose in this industry. Especially yeah. for nothing.
You said what?
I said you don't get to pick and choose who you get to work for, especially when you're brand new.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, when you're brand new, you get who you get.
Can't throw a fit.
Nope. You gotta go through not everybody, but you gotta go through people and find out who's on your no list, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta create that no list, like, oh no, never again. Never again. I've experienced that. I can't. I mean, yeah, and that's the hard part for especially newer people like yourself, is kind of like, you know, understanding the back end stuff that you're not previewed to, you know. And you just seem like you have your stuff together and you know exactly how to organize it. So you're ahead of the game for a lot of people out here who are newer and don't understand.
Have no plan.
You have no plan. Like you have a set plan. And like I hope within the next 5 years, you get your Playboy shoot. You know, you get to move into a place that you love, and it's the Zarella house, you know, and like or the Zale, but you know, I can see that popping for you because you have your stuff together, and you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, I plan to be happy and successful, so I'm putting that into existence because I can't fail. I can't fail myself.
Failure is not success is an option. Failure is not.
Yeah, I have to succeed. I got a lot of people I got to prove wrong. Lots of people.
That's right.
Including myself.
Oh no! Yes, we're here for you to prove all those naysayers wrong, or people who I believe in your personal that you're trying to say that are doubting. Go ahead.
I said, because I know I can do it. Sometimes I have a lot of self-doubt a lot of the time, but I know once I get to where I want to get, I will be the powerhouse that I know I am. But
yeah, don't have self-doubt, because like I know that, you know, like via personal conversations that, you know, you doubt yourself.
What's we all up? Got self-doubts, man.
CW, if you never mind.
I know we're trying to be inspiring and stuff, but sounds like she's aware.
She's aware, yeah.
That, self-confidence is a constant battle.
Yeah. Like if I'm not getting work, I double think back, like, am I not doing good enough? Am I not looking like the next girl? But then I get to work and I'm just like, oh, I have nothing to really worry about. It's just how it is. It's just how the industry flows. Like, I just got to work on being more confident in myself.
Yeah, work's always coming. An abundance mindset.
Yeah, you'll achieve all you want to achieve. I can see that. It's just so many people in the industry that is just gets so convoluted at times that it just, you know, it's hard to get in there, you know. I mean, it's like it's hard to get in there sometimes, and it's like, oh my god, am I doing something wrong? No, it's just you gotta find your niche.
Yeah, and you gotta be patient. Patient is key. I used to be really impatient, but I've made myself into a patient person, and it helps me a lot because I've seen people walk away from stuff that I've been patiently waiting for, and I get it. You know, like, patience is really something you have to work on mentally and physically because of the circumstances. Because a lot of people don't have patience, and if you have patience for certain things, you'll get it.
Very true.
It's really hard to have, like, people who are newer to this industry, like, they just see, like, patience is hard to have because, as we said earlier, a lot of people, like, just waste their money. And then after they spent it all and they're, you know, hustling for that next thing, whatever, like, they just are impatient because, you know, they're not getting what they want, you know? That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, no, but good things comes to good workers. And I've heard nothing but good things about you on set so far from people whom you've worked with, you know? You drinking water? It's okay, drink your water. I thought you were going to say something, you couldn't get it out because you had to drink your water.
Yeah. I'm happy that I'm really happy that people are saying things about me on set because you know, I have a brand and I have representation. So representation is really important because first impressions matter. First impressions matter the most, and I really feel like I have to make a great first impression.
I agree.
And even after that, I have to keep my impression, but I'm not really a bad person, so I should be good.
No, like, first impressions are very, very increasingly important. And like, the thing is, sometimes you feel that you make the worst impression on people. And they hold you in the highest regards, and you won't know that until you actually cross their paths again. And that's always an issue with some people.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or you don't cross their path. Then sometimes, you know.
And then, like, that's why sometimes that second impression is very crucial, because they could have just met you at a bad moment. Especially because we're all adults out here. Some people drink alcohol or whatever. And if they saw you on one of your worst nights, whatever, like, they might see that as you, whatever, but it's not who you really are. You're just out enjoying your life, you know?
Yeah. I remember one time it was my first time ever drinking in my whole life. Like, my first alcohol experience. And when I woke up, well, actually, no, before I woke up, I was kind of wild. And then when I woke up, one of the people didn't want to talk to me because I happened to be wild and out. And I was like, I am so sorry you had to witness that. That is not me. And so after we talked, he was able to like me after that, because like that first impression, like you were saying, the first impression could be messed up by something, but that second impression could help you, like you said. So my second impression for him was better than my first impression, because it's my first time, you know, and some people don't know.
Yeah, because, you know, you never know what's going on with an individual that day, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, especially since your first time drinking alcohol.
Yeah, it was my first time. Someone gave me light and dark, so you could imagine that, because I didn't know anything. I didn't know nothing.
You don't need to be missing on your first one, on your first trip. No way.
They did it to me. They just handed it to me and said, drink. And I was like, hey.
my first time drinking, I had drank this stuff called, it's called a Sigma juice, and like Yeah, they kept giving it to me, and like I ended up at this party just like stuck on a chair, just like sitting there, and just like I wasn't like I couldn't move. I was just sitting there just looking at people that entire night. And one of my random friends randomly brought me water for the rest of the night. And I'm still friends with this person, because otherwise everybody else who was the main instigators of me drinking alcohol just left me there and was looking at me. And glad to be one of the first ones there, because I was helping them set up a little bit. And I'm like, oh my God, I am drunk as heck right now. And I have no, like, and I know when I ended up finally going home, like I stumbled into my dorm. So.
It's so interesting. There's always people like so interested in me and like, hey, loosen up. I want to see you, you know, lose control. And then you like lose control and they're like, I don't believe how much you lost control.
They're like, that's a little.
You got real fucked up. I mean, I told you to get fucked up, but I didn't know that but you don't get fucked up. And I don't know about this friendship. I don't even drink like that.
They regret it. And it's like, I thought you asked for that.
No, I just wanted you to relax a little bit.
I told you I'm relaxed.
And then regret telling me to party hard, because I will party hard.
Yeah. Don't tell me that everything's cool, do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That I could do it.
Now you may.
In my younger days, woo. It was a bad look in some of my days, in my younger days, when I first moved to LA.
Really?
Oh, you weren't around when I got messed up and I, like, my first time throwing up from drinking alcohol. Or, I mean, you, CW is the reason I ended up in a club and I was falling up the steps.
That's not my fault. You wanted to go. Everybody wanted to go. I was just with you. I didn't even drive. So
I drove and I was just going where y'all told me to go to.
Whatever.
And we ended up at some place and I was falling up the steps.
And you had all your friends there.
And everybody, someone took me to the side and said, hey, let's take a shot for of tequila for every letter in Raw Star.
See that?
Sure, why not?
Messed. Now he just gets high all the time.
I don't really do that either.
I know. I'm just messing, man. So how did you enjoy X3? Was that your first convention or what?
My first convention was 2019 AVN.
Oh, so that started off.
Huh?
I said, that's the way to start it off. AVN is your first convention.
Yeah. I really like this expo convention. Yeah, I really like this a lot. It was really fun. Even though I was kind of scared because it was basically a whole COVID food fest banquet right there, you know, going around and someone accidentally spit on my cheek. They was trying to talk to me. But other than that, you know, it was all fun, and I got to network and meet people who I thought I would never meet. So it was really cool.
Yeah,
I had only one gripe with X3, and it's minor, but it was a big gripe for me. Is the fact that like they had it set up that some models can only be on the floor during certain hours, and like for some people who can't, like as a fan. You can't be there all day for some, like, you know, whatever. So, like, if you were a fan and you had to work a certain hour or whatever, you couldn't see that performer doing X and Y hour because of the way it was set up. And the fact that if you're a new performer and you wanted to meet certain people, like, they didn't allow you on the floor at all during certain times. And so it just made it very difficult for in that reference, you know?
Really? Yeah. First day?
The first day, I know of a performer who they would not let on the floor, period. She went through the model lounge, and they would not let her on the floor at all until her time was had came.
That's rude.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, like I understand you wanted to restrict the number of people on the like performers on the floor because it was only so much space. Mm-hmm. But because of that, it made it harder for performers to like, you know, network and or for people who couldn't be around the full time to meet certain performers.
Oh, so that sounded like it was like veteran hour. Like, hey, you're not new, so.
Well, I mean, like for example, like that first day was from 4 to 10, right? So, like, no, it's less than that. It was like whatever. Like, and if you didn't get there by next amount of time, like you missed out on so many performers. Like there are so many of my friends who I know were there that because I didn't get there until later on that I didn't see at all this weekend.
Oh yeah, that is true. Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
I wasn't there the first day. I came the day.
Yeah, I have pictures I have to send you from the second day. Like they're right here on my computer that I have to send you. It's like, yeah.
I don't even remember. I do remember bits and pieces, but people were giving me free shots, so I took it. I took them, you know?
Oh, you were enjoying yourself. Like you looked like you were having a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, but look, you got to a place to sleep safely, and you got up that next morning and you went to work.
Yeah.
So...
That's what matters.
That's all that matters. It's like you were with a friend, because I know the story. You're with a friend and you got somewhere safe, you got some sleep.
My girlfriend, that's who I was with.
Mm-hmm. And so y'all got some sleep and you got up the next morning and you worked. So that's all that matters. You were a functioning drinking individual that night. You were aware.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. If you didn't work, get up that next morning, go to work, it'd be an issue. Be like, oh yeah, she got wasted at X3 and she couldn't even get up the next day and work.
Yeah, they would have hit you. Oh, these new girls.
These new girls. They don't know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. But I drank responsibly, you know, because I got stuff to do.
Yeah, you got to work. You got to work. So, question that brings me to this. So what has been your all-time favorite scene that you shot so far?
There's two. And I'm trying to pick the... I guess I'm going to... I'm going to...
Say both. We can say both.
I'm going to have to go with my Dick Jenner's scene. Really, I picked Dick Jenner's scene because when I... first shot for him, I really underestimated my abilities of what I could do, and working with him and doing everything that I did, it really showed me what I'm actually capable of doing. And every time I shoot for him, I'm able to do more things and learn new stuff about myself and hit new records. So I really love shooting with him, and it's always fun and it's always a good outcome.
Sounds like you have good chemistry.
Yeah, he's really nice. Like he's really polite and he's really good to work with.
That's hard to come by sometimes, especially in this industry, because some people just expect you to get their work and they'll call you this and that, and they don't really like they care, but they don't give a dang.
Yeah,
they just see you as flesh, you know, and you're more than flesh.
As a product, yeah.
Yeah, he treats me like a human being.
It's interesting. Yeah, I come across that a lot when I hear female performers talk about male performers. Like, it's like you would think it'd be given being nice, considering like, hey, this is a pretty sweet deal in a lot of ways. But yeah, I hear a lot about a lot of guys being are like getting this kind of like big head because, well, they're working. But
it's like, well, shit, why wouldn't you be nice as pie in this industry? Especially as a man, you know, or as anybody, because like, well, shit, we're about to be, even though it's for entertainment, we're about to be intimate. So we probably want to not hate each other unless we're trying to hate fuck each other.
Yeah, especially as a male, it's only so many male men performing in here. If Zrella put four of y'all on her no list or her H no list, whatever, like, you can't work.
Yeah.
You know?
But it sounds like you've had pretty good experiences so far, or?
Yeah. Most people, male or female or whatever they choose to be, I've had pretty good experience. I mean, I have people on my no list, but it's super small because usually people I meet are chill and nice, or I'm just going to leave. But yeah, everyone's pretty polite that I've came across, luckily.
Yeah, that's good, because I haven't met the true dingbats in this industry yet, without saying names. But yeah. So, Rella, where can everybody find you? Like, if we wanted to find some Zarella, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Zarella Skies with 3 S's, because that is how many times I've been deleted. You can find me on Twitter at Zarella Skies, ZerellaSkies. And you can find me on OnlyFans with the same at as on Twitter at Zarella Skies.
Hey, is there anything you want to tell your fans, you want to leave them with toward the end of this podcast? Is there anything you want to leave them with?
Just want to say thank you for the support, and I hope you stick along for this journey because it's going to be a fiery ride.
I can assure y'all it's going to be a fantastic ride that you're going to enjoy every bit of it, because there's so much stuff that she doesn't even know that she's going to bring out into this world to you, that once she brings it out, it's going to be fire and desire, and you're just going to fall in love with every bit of her. So just make sure you get on the train now and choo-choo the entire way.
Get on the dragon ride. Ride the dragon. Ride the Zarella.
Come and ride that train. CW, where can they find you really quick?
You can find me on Instagram at CC Fitness LA, Facebook at CC Fitness, CCFitnessLA.com, and on Twitter, CC Fitness LA.
Real quick, I am Med Rawstar, RWCARR, on Twitter and on Instagram. You're going to find us. We are The Burbank Memphis on Instagram, Burbank Memphis on Twitter and on Facebook, and we're BurbankMemphis.com. That says everything that we do, from photography, graphics, editing, and all that little fun stuff and everything that we do. Miss Zarella, we appreciate you so much. You are a joy, a pleasure, and I see so many wonderful things in your future, and I can't wait to see everything that you do come to fruition and blossom, because ever since I met you, I said, like, she's a very fun individual, and I'm going to cheer her on and all that she does. This is in the 30 days we've known each other, and I'm like, she's a great human being. So I wish you the best in everything that you do. And everybody out there listening, please go out there and support her and all that she does, because you'll love every bit of her too.
Thank you. And thank you very much for having me on here. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming. We will see you all next week, and talk to you later.